In preparation to my sermon for today, I need to deal with many different options, because this chapter, the last one that our sister read, has multiple sermons on it. So, but I need to focus just in one thing in the few minutes that I have. So, and I would like to start with one question. And I know I have many questions today, but I would like to start with one. How do you keep speaking about Jesus in difficult times? How can you keep sharing the good news about Jesus despite efforts to silence you? Oh, I know. You maybe think, Pastora, we are not in another country. We are in the United States of America. Some even may wonder, why should I tell others about God? How can we uphold the truth of God's word today? My siblings in Christ, we have a powerful story of God's love to share, don't we? Yeah. And we should lead by example through our actions. Let's read again, verse 13, and let's do it together. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. Wow, companions of Jesus. The Jewish leaders were astonished by the boldness of Peter and John. They were not impressed with their background. They realized that they had been with Jesus. But how did they know that? The disciples did not receive formal education. They lacked religious training. They did not have recognized credentials. They did not possess a religious pedigree. The boldness came from knowing Jesus. Can you say that with me? The boldness came from knowing Jesus. Let us review the context, because part of that we already heard from last Sunday's sermon. Peter and John have helped a man with a disability regain his ability to walk at the temple. That was last week. Then when a crowd gathers, Peter addresses them with a gospel message. That was last week. Then following their arrest and incarceration, Peter speaks to the religious leaders. And this is today. So we need to keep in mind one essential fact. These religious leaders conspired to kill Jesus weeks earlier. Peter clearly identifies their guilt, saying, "Know this, and all Israel, this man who was crippled beggar stands healthy before you by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified and God raised. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone." And then he ends with a clear call to action. Let us read that. "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. Dear friends, as far as I know, a crisis reveals what a person is. The arrest of Peter and John only exposed the truth about them. The religious leaders could not deny the healing. They could not deny the confidence displayed by Peter and John. And I wonder, why were they not afraid? I'm talking about the disciples. How could these uneducated, ordinary men make such an impact? What was their secret? So after reviewing all the facts, the religious leaders reached a conclusion. They had been with Jesus. This is the most important fact for us today. The early Christians impacted society significantly due to their transformative experience with Jesus. This explains the boldness of the first believers who spread the gospel across the Roman Empire from Jerusalem. And I want you to notice that there is a difference between being around Jesus and being with Jesus. The disciples spent time with Jesus, developed a close relationship with him, and that influenced their perspectives meaningfully. Even their enemies noticed Jesus' impact on their life. This is nothing more than bold obedience. They were doing what Christians should always do. Like 1 Peter chapter 3 says, and I want you to read with me, be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you are living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. The disciples simply told the truth. You crucified Jesus. God raised him from the dead. And that's bold. That's powerful. That's courage. This is bold obedience. And what was the result of that? But many of those who heard the word believed, and they numbered about 5,000. Let's look at the sequence of events. Obedience, miracle, preaching, southern saved, boldness under pressure. No wonder their enemies said, these men have been with Jesus. Peter, who was once shaky and afraid, has become solid as a rock. When Christ changes your life, my life, the change will be evident to all around us. Jesus spoke the truth with grace. Jesus showed grace in truth. Those who follow him will have that grace and truth on them. And that points to a life marked by humility, honesty, approachability, kindness under pressure and truth telling when it would be easier to lie. This lifestyle fosters positivity. Once a theologian said, it is easy to succeed under ideal conditions. I agree with him. What will you and I do when trouble comes? If we were Peter and John, we preach Jesus. I know it's not easy, but even during times of trouble, people will notice the change Jesus has made in our lives. If we want to be like Jesus, we must follow his steps in bold obedience. Becoming like Jesus requires intention. Beholding the reality of who Christ is leads to joyful commitment to proclaim him. This is our challenge, our calling, and our prayer. May Christ be seen in us. May the Holy Spirit fill us with grace and truth. May the whole world know by the way we live that we have been with Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to follow you all the days of our lives, and we want to make you known in our neighborhoods, in every place we are. Help us, because we want to be with you. In your name we pray.